Hello, hello, hello. I am so glad that you're joining me today for this money topic. Money, it's one of my favorite topics, as you know, and I love that some of these topics will help you to get to your money goals of becoming a debt-free physician. So today I wanted to share a tip that you can use for going into 2025. I think it's really awesome to use an audit to get yourself ready for the upcoming year. The word audit, when paired with money, can sometimes be a little bit scary because it might bring to mind tax audit. But actually, an audit can be a very empowering tool. So when I say audit, I'm talking about you taking stock of where you are. This is looking at your money situation with your own goals in mind and figuring out if you are where you need to be. Just it's what is going on, exactly what's going on. So the audit that I'm going to talk about today is a money audit that you can use. It's very simple, and you're going to apply this simple audit to your taxes, to your withholding, and you're going to take into account your tax refund. So again, let me back up, maybe do some definitions. Tax withholding simply means the amount of money that comes out of your paycheck before you receive your paycheck. It's the amount of money that's withheld. It goes toward paying your taxes at the end of the year. So every single paycheck, a certain amount is withheld by the end of the calendar year. You have had as much money withheld as you need to in order to pay taxes. So with this audit, we're going to look at your withholding, adjust your withholding, and we're going to do it in a manner that will support your journey to becoming debt-free. Again, this is very simple, so let me go through the steps so you can follow it. By the way, I had a recent Instagram post about this specific topic. So if you want to join me on my IG page, Camille Money Coach, at Camille Money Coach. You can see this laid out in captions and in writing if that works better for you. So to start this audit, did you get a refund for 2024? If you did get a refund, how large was your refund? The simple goal that I'm going to recommend to my audience, I know you all are professional physicians, you earn likely six figures, multiple six figures. So you really don't want your tax refund to exceed $2,000. The reason is that when you overpay taxes, you get it back in a refund, but that money that you overpaid, the government held. Without putting any interest payments on, they held your money and gave it back to you during tax season. Instead, if you're going to put money aside and hold on to money, you want it to be earning you interest. Of course, that's what we're about. So we want to minimize the amount of money that we send to the government unnecessarily and then get back in a refund. And what I'm recommending is that you have $2,000 of a refund or less, nothing more. So again, did you get a refund for 2024 and how much was your tax refund? Now that you've determined that you overpaid last year, you want to undo that. You want to adjust your withholding for this year that's coming up for 2025. And here are the steps. This is how you do it. One, calculate one. Grab a W-4 tax form from HR or payroll department or from your tax preparer. So if you work and you're employed by an organization, you have a payroll department, human resources department, you want to go to that department to get the W-4 tax form. Or if you're in any other situation, if you prepare your own taxes, or if you have a tax preparer you've hired, you want to grab a W-4 tax form. That's step one. Now you have the tax form. Step two, calculate the change for your withholding. How are you going to decrease your withholding? the amount that you decrease your withholding by is the extra amount you will get in your paycheck every paycheck, every pay period. Here's an example to make it a bit more concrete. So let's say your tax refund last year was $7,200. I'm recommending that you don't have a refund greater than $2,000. So you have a refund $5,200 over where you should be. You get 26 paychecks a year if you're paid every 2 weeks, right? 52 weeks in a year. If you get a paycheck every 2 weeks, 26 paychecks. So you're going to divide that extra amount, the amount you overpaid, you're going to divide that by the number of paychecks you have left for the rest of the calendar year. So in our example that we're working with, we're going to divide $5,200 by 26, and that means each paycheck, you will get an extra $200. That's $200 more or $400 more a month that you can put towards your debt payoff. The third step is simply to adjust your withholding on the W-4 form so that less money is removed from your paycheck and you receive more money each paycheck, $400 each month in this example. And by the way, if you overpaid by more than $5,200, if you overpaid and you got, say, a $10,000 refund, $15,000 refund, your withholding, adjusting your withholding will result in a lot more money that you get in your paycheck extra once you do this audit and adjust your withholding. So there you go. Step one, get a W-2 form. Step two, calculate the change in your withholding. Step three, adjust your withholding on the W-4 form so that less money is removed from your paycheck each paycheck. That money you can apply to your debt payoff. Simple, easy peasy. If you want customized help with your money plan, with paying off debt, building your seven-figure portfolio, that is what I'm here for. In my one-on-one money coaching program, I support my clients with specific customized plans to get to their money goals. So hopefully this was helpful. Please look for my contact information in the show notes. You can also catch up with me on IG at Camille Money Coach, or maybe you could connect with me. I would love if you would connect with me on my LinkedIn page, Camille Upchurch MD. I do have two profiles, but you're looking for the profile Life Coach, Certified Life Coach. Until next time, go ahead and do that money audit, and you'll get more money in 2025.